Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are your headlines. DLP sold no produce to Martinique over 17 years, but criticizes UWP initiative. Solid case exists in bribery scandal against Panama Papers law firm. And Article 50, UK set to formally trigger Brexit process. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Managing Director of the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, Mr. Ember Charles, advises that ECTEL has begun an initiative to strengthen the legislation for management of electronic communications in the Eastern Caribbean and is now engaged in discussions with the government of Dominica to that effect. The new legislation seeks to deal with issues in wholesale services, consumer protection, management of undersea cable, and engaging the marketing sector to determine the guidelines for a service provider which may have significant market power. Charles says the first presentation was made earlier Tuesday morning to government ministers in cabinet and that their meeting was engaging and productive. Telecommunications Minister Kelva Daru made some remarks, but here is Ember Charles with more.
I'm here representing the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Authority as part of our four-member team visiting Dominica to make presentations to three specific groups on some new legislation for the management of the electronic communication sector. The legislation includes a primary bill called the Electronic Communications Bill and four new regulations which will give some strength and, as we say, some teeth to that bill. The new regulations cover wholesale services, it covers consumer protection, it also covers the management of undersea cable, and also guidelines for what we call undertaking market analysis of the sector to determine when a service provider has significant market power or is dominant in the market. The first presentation was made today to the Cabinet of Ministers of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and pretty much we had a full participation of the Cabinet of Ministers. This was led by the Minister of Responsible Telecommunications, that's Minister Kelva Daru. We also had, who was making some introductory remarks, was the former Minister of Telecommunications, Minister Ostry.
Charles went on to further explain the other pieces of legislation which ECTEL wants government to bring to Parliament.
Our team made presentations led by our General Counsel, Ms. Deborah Bowers, who spoke to some of the main provisions of the bill. It spoke to the reasons why it now has to be called electronic communications as opposed to telecommunications, because in the new conversion environment, services are now delivered on one, what we call one single platform, a converged platform. In previous arrangements, you had, for instance, if you had a data service to your home, you had a separate line from your phone and a separate line for your cable. today all of these services are delivered on the same line. Whether it's a copper line or a fiber line, it's the same line. So it just shows you the capacity to use internet protocol to deliver these services. The other reasons why the new bill has to be introduced is because the previous legislation did not have provisions for managing competition. It didn't have any provisions for giving us the authority to address issues such as number portability. We have to address issues of roaming. And also, it strengthens the power of the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, the NTRC, to further investigate breaches and to intercept and intervene on behalf of consumers where there are breaches of service provision between the consumers and the service provider.
In more news, Housing Minister Reginald Ostrey has openly criticized an initiative of the United Workers Party, UWP, to revitalize the agricultural sector, although reports confirm the DLP government made little headway in that regard over the past 17 years. The United Workers Party says it has kept a promise it made during the last general election campaign to seek ways to revitalize agriculture. UWP recently embarked on an initiative to export produce to Martinique. According to Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine, some 8 shipments have been already made to Martinique, with sales of 21 different types of produce. Ostrey said this initiative of the UWP seeks to compete with the hucksters on island and questioned the viability of the UWP program. Ostrey told the farmers to ensure they get paid for the produce sold under this initiative. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Johnson Drygo and Housing Minister Reginald Ostrey both acknowledge that they knew of the existence of marketing opportunities for Dominica's produce in Martinique. The UWP is therefore asking the question, why did the DLP government not ship substantial amounts of produce to that market during the past 17 years that it has been in office?
So when Thompson Fontaine come and tell you that in 8 shipments, he didn't tell you how often was those shipments, but let's say it's every fortnight or every month, he shipped 30,000 tons, and he said he must give him a national award because he just find a market in Guadeloupe for farmers, because as if farmers didn't have nowhere to sell their produce before. But we were shipping, while he's shipping 30 tons, 30 tons he's shipping, you know, every shipment, Jono shipping 432 tons every week, as recorded by the port. So Thompson Fontaine didn't discover, no. What Thompson Fontaine must do, he must go and plant, and he must go and produce, and stop competing with the hucksters of this country to buy their produce and to take their produce away from them. But I want to caution you, the farmers of Monrachet, I know your farming community. Sell to Thompson Fontaine, sell it where you can sell it, but just make sure you get your money cash on delivery. Make sure when you sell your thing to Thompson Fontaine, he pay you cash on delivery, because Thompson don't like to pay. And when he have an opportunity, instead of he pay, he take in what that there for himself. And that's what he did with the DAS money. So sell to anybody you want. Just make sure when you sell, you get paid the same day, because you don't want the boat had problems, so they had to throw the produce overboard. It couldn't sell, it come black, the plantain come black, so they had to throw it. And all sorts of excuses you will get why you cannot get your money.
In more news, UWP leader Lennox Linton says Police Chief Daniel Carbon's excuse for refusing to approve their request to hold their planned 5,000 People's March, which was carded for Thursday, 30th March 2017 in Roseau, is bogus and makes no sense. Carbon officially responded to the United Workers Party by a letter dated 24th March 2017, which was addressed to the public relations officer of the United Workers Party, Nicholas George, wherein he refused to approve the UWP's request made by a letter addressed to him dated 15th March 2017 to hold a 5,000 People's March. Carbon's letter made unjustified references to concerns for public safety and national security. Police Chief Daniel Carbon quoted Section 54A and B of the Public Order Act, Chapter 5, one of the laws of Dominica 1990, which states that any person who takes part in or organizes any public procession without the written permission of the commissioner to do so, or B, who aids, abets, counsels, or procures any other person to take part in any public procession in respect of which no written permission as required under this section has been obtained from the commissioner, is guilty of an offense. Linton says this response is dictatorial and unreasonably unjust.
The police chief, Daniel Carbon, has denied the march, he says in his letter, for public safety and national security reasons. So what Mr. Carbon is saying to us is that he believes, and the national security minister has advised him under the direction of the prime minister, that the march, the peaceful march that we planned on the 30th of March in Roseau from 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6:30 thereabout, has created for them some concerns of public safety, and some national security issues have come up as well, having regard to a march. As though we have never marched in Dominica before, as though there has never been any procession of people from point A to point B. This is dictatorial, it is brutal, and we move on. Like I said, we're required under the laws of Dominica to have the permission of the police for the march. They have unreasonably withheld that permission, but we are a law-abiding group. We'll go on with our business, and we will have two meetings.
The Salabia constituency is said to be leading the way in terms of green energy here in Dominica. That's word from the MP for that constituency, Cassius Daru. The DLP government held a town hall meeting in Bataka on Friday, and Mr. Daru highlighted several green energy projects which have been implemented in that constituency.
The Ministry of Kalinago Affairs partnered with the Ministry of Health and the Kalinago Council. We were able to implement, or what we say, have funds for sustainable alternative energy, or green energy as we say. In 2015, a project funded by the Five Cs, which means the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center, which was facilitated by the Ministry of Health, implemented the green solar energy, or green energy. It was implemented by DCH Solidia GmbH from Germany. Four local engineers were employed, and 15 individuals from the community provided labor during the implementation of this project. And maybe some of us are not aware, but there's a solar farm located in Gullet River. It's a 125 kilowatt solar farm. And we are hoping to commission this farm soon so that the people of the Kalinago community can benefit from this project.
Cassius Daru says in the coming years, the goal is to have every resident of the Salabia constituency benefiting from green energy.
We have many public buildings that benefited from this project. They include the Sineco Enterprise Project, or the Sineco Enterprise Center, the Maho River Health Center, the St. Cerisa Center, the Salabia Health Center, the Kalinago Council, the Kalinago Barana Ote, and the Computer Center, which is located in Point. So, in reality, the Salabia constituency is leading in terms of green energy. And I'm hoping that in the coming few years, it can be expanded so that every single individual from the Salabia constituency can benefit, stretching from Sineku to Antrizzle at the last point.
Meantime, Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he has concluded discussions with the Chinese ambassador to Dominica with respect to the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the West Coast Road. The Prime Minister made that announcement at a town hall meeting in Dubla on Sunday. The West Coast Road, which is the busiest road on the island, was severely compromised by Tropical Storm Erica in 2015, washing away some of the main bridges which connect the various villages on the coast and Roseau with the north of the island.
Of course, the West Coast Road benefits all of us who live on the West Coast and up to the north of the country, and everybody in Dominica benefits from it. But more so those of us who live in the north and along the West Coast. This road will be, the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the roads will be financed with a grant from the People's Republic of China. They have signed the agreement with a contractor to construct this road. The contracting firm has been in Dominica for the last several weeks, opening the bank accounts and setting their offices and getting work ready. And I just met with the Chinese ambassador on Friday evening, and we are prepared to start work in the first week of April 2017.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said this major project will have a positive economic impact on the country, as many Dominicans will be employed on the project. He said, in addition, all the materials will be purchased locally.
These works will entail the construction of three new bridges, the one at Picard, the one at Batterley, and the one at Makushri, and a number of retaining walls and associated works. So this is a major piece of infrastructure that we have to replace, and we're very grateful to the People's Republic of China for providing us with that very important grant to assist us in advancing these and improving this road for all of us to enjoy, so that we can get rid of these Bailey bridges, which can be affected by raging waters.
The government of Dominica is seeking to work in collaboration with Clear Harbor in an effort to increase the number of jobs at that company. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he met with the general manager of Clear Harbor Dominica, Luther Sear, on Monday. Following the meeting, the Prime Minister said, "I just met with the general manager of Clear Harbor. We discussed a further collaboration in an effort to increase the number of jobs at the company. Clear Harbor continues to be a wonderful corporate citizen. Employment at Clear Harbor now stands at 845. In more news, opposition leader Lennox Linton says the United Workers' Party will continue to demand that electoral reforms are implemented before any general election is held in Dominica. He reiterated this statement as rumors continue to circulate regarding alleged DLP government plans to call a snap election. The UWP insists that general elections will not be held in Dominica without the implementation of the requisite electoral reforms. Linton says any such election would be an insult to the people of Dominica, and the United Workers' Party will resist it.
We have said it is not going to happen. We have said that it should not happen. We have given our advice. We have done everything that the parliamentary opposition can do in terms of raising the issue, articulating it to all of the relevant authorities, including foreign governments and foreign agencies. We have done all of that. We have sounded the call. We have blown the whistle. And to think now that because the people of Dominica are calling for the resignation of Roosevelt Skerritt, that he can all of a sudden call an election without electoral reform is an insult to the people of Dominica. It's once again abusing the authority that he has, and we'll resist it. We'll resist it with every fiber in our being.
In more news in the region, Mossack Fonseca, the law firm at the heart of the Panama Papers affair, sold shell companies and held bank accounts that were used to help conceal bribes paid across South America, a Panamanian prosecutor alleged at a press conference last Thursday. Romulo Betancourt, one of Panama's organized crime prosecutors, is currently investigating Mossack Fonseca's alleged role in an international corruption probe. The investigation, known as Car Wash, is tracing dozens of companies that allegedly paid bribes to politicians and officials in Brazil in exchange for contracts with the state-owned oil company. "We have a solid case," Betancourt said about his agency's investigation of Mossack Fonseca, which began earlier this year. A separate investigation is ongoing into Mossack Fonseca and the Panama Papers. And Theresa May has signed the letter that will formally begin the UK's departure from the European Union. giving official notice under Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. It will be delivered to European Council President Donald Tusk later today. In a statement in the Commons, the Prime Minister will then tell MPs this marks the moment for the country to come together. It follows June's referendum, which resulted in a vote to leave the EU. Mrs. May's letter will be delivered at 12:20 British Summer Time BST on Wednesday by the British Ambassador to the EU, Sir Tim Barrow. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. DLP sold no produce to Martinique over 17 years, but criticizes United Workers Party initiative. Solid case exists in bribery scandal against Panama Papers law firm. And Article 50, UK set to formally trigger Brexit process. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.